residence is on there. That our house is just about 140 feet away from that actual, or actually 75 feet away from the tiny house. And we haven't had any complaints yet from our neighbors, but we've tried to talk to most of them. I do have a young family, and so my wife is a stay-at-home mom, so she is there most of the day. And so we are able to screen anybody that's able to come in and rent from there, along with resolving any issues if there was a disturbance. We know with the young children, we want safety is of utmost importance, and so wanting to make sure we screen all the applicants or anybody that wants to rent from us. Like Scott said, the buffering from our closest neighbor there on the right is a heavy wooded area. And so quite a bit of buffering there on the west side and north as well.
Okay, do we have anyone in the audience that has signed up to speak for or against this application?
Against.
Okay. You want to go ahead and have a seat? We'll let them speak, and then you can come back up. Do you have an order that you want to come in and start with?
I'm Bobby McTaggart, and I live at 511 Eagle Rock Road. I'm two doors down from the tiny home. And she's handing out the zoning code section 23.010 for R1. I'm not going to go through them all because you've heard a lot of this. Number one, change in the character of the neighborhood. Number two, nightly rentals in a residential subdivision will drive down property values, causing material and substantial injury to surrounding owners through decreased values, diminished resale opportunities, and less desirable locations for families. And number three, it does not fit in the already established development of the surrounding area. We have lived there for 43 years, and we've never had any nightly rentals, to my knowledge. We did get a petition, and we have 55 signatures. Actually, the neighbors to the right, I believe he said he had no problem, but they did sign the petition against the tiny home. And I think that address is 551. Number four, commercial business venture within an established residential neighborhood would not be compatible with the already established use, would not match the characteristics of the surrounding properties, and would add additional traffic and noise on and on, as such you've heard all evening. Number six, the traffic flow. Our street is narrow. That most of those homes have been there close to as long as I have. So it's a rather narrow road. And a lot of us are senior citizens. There are some young families coming in, which we welcome. By terms of the zoning code, this is number seven, failure to comply with all requirements requires this commission to deny the conditional use permit. Also, privately owned lake on Eagle Rock Road, we're kind of a loop, and Eagle Rock Road, like we sit here, and then those homes go down, there's a private lake, and all the homes that border the lake own that part of the lake. So that is another concern. We've heard of families, I don't know who they are, but using the lake without permission, leaving trash and that kind of thing, plus the danger of a lake with that. I would request that you would consider denying this request, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Randolph, and I live at 748 Eagle Rock Road, and I've lived there since 1980. And to my knowledge, we've never had nightly rentals. And as it's been stated before, we have a very narrow road, and increased traffic would increase danger to the small children that live in the area, and trash and all the above. And I wasn't sure about the sewer hookup or the water hookup. And our neighborhood is established. Most of our homes was built in the 80s. And I just don't feel that the small homes and the nightly rentals goes with our neighborhood.
Any other comments or no?
No. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Jim McTaggart at 511 Eagle Rock. And you guys got to be getting tired of hearing about tiny homes. But it's an issue facing us that could be going more and more important as time goes on. And whether you call it a tiny home or a mansion, at the end of the day, it's a nightly rental. I built my home in 1978, and I live two or three buildings up from where the tiny home is in. And the average age of the home is 35 years. We have a well-developed neighborhood. It's got residents that have been there for many years, some new, some old, but it's a neighborhood. It's established, and we have a pride in our neighborhood, and it's never been a nightly rental. And so I would encourage that nightly rentals be taken with some kind of a different outlook so we don't have to come to the planning commission about a nightly rental in Taney County. And my other question I have is, do the nightly rentals incur the same taxes, collecting taxes, as the hotels and motels? And if they don't, that is a significant disadvantage to the hotels and motels that bring revenue to this county and to the whole area. So, again, it's a commercial endeavor in a residential neighborhood, and it's, in my opinion, it's not a fitting thing in my area. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Next.
Good evening. My name's Keith Hart. I live at 138 Stone Circle, which is a little ways up around the road from Eagle Rock. Only been here a couple of years, bought the house August of 2019. One of the reasons we bought the house was because it's a residential neighborhood. Didn't take long because the first day we were there, five neighbors walked up the hill, introduced herself. It's a neighborhood. It's not a commercial zone. It's not a hotel. It doesn't need to be. The roads aren't wide enough. There's no shoulder on the roads. You can't handle the traffic. It's not what it was designed to be. If you open this kind of door, most of those lots there are over an acre. Then, unfortunately, as was said, most of us are up in years. Those properties are going to come up for sale. You're going to address the same question every time a one-acre lot comes up, because somebody's going to put four tiny homes in their backyard. You're just going to keep dealing with it. There are empty hotels on 76 Boulevard. If all these people putting rentals in residential neighborhoods want to get into the tenant business, put them together in a consortium and go buy one of these hotels and rent it out. There's available opportunities there. Don't okay this. This is not good for the neighborhood. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Next, is anyone else signed up? Is that everyone? You want to come back up? Any follow-up feedback or comments?
Yeah. So, our goal with building this house was actually to add value, since there was RVs and buses there parked there pretty much permanently, and that, to me, was an eyesore, so we tried to actually improve the property. And then as far as just, being able to, like they said, the young families moving in and seeing that way, we do want to allow something for, you know, especially since we have a young family, to be able to have as inviting to those families as well. And like I said, if we need to, it's built on a trailer, even though do have all the permits and it's tied into the Ransom City Sewer. And like Scott said, we have the water service. We can move it if we need to, if we ever moved out of there. But again, our goal, if you saw that the pictures there, was to make it a nice looking home. And so, yeah, as far as just the ways in which we wanted to build it, that's how we are looking for your approval. Is there any questions I can answer from you guys?
Scott, so to access that road, like from, you have to turn on.
There's access off 248 here, and then there's one also over here. That's straight through. And then this just goes in and makes a big circle. But there's one entrance access there, exit, and one over here.
What is the size of this tiny home, as you call it?
280 square feet. It's an 8-foot by 28-foot trailer. And it has two lofts inside, along with a kitchen and full bathroom.
Well, I'm reading in here it accommodates 5 people.
Yeah, that was our seeking to accommodate, but after...
I can't see a tiny home.
No, after speaking to...
And it's built on a trailer.
Yes.
Is it licensed to move down the road?
Yeah. Is it... We did seek
you
for
5... You can legally move it on the highway.
Mm-hmm. We can seek to get 5 people in there, but there was only 4 that were...
For the number of bedrooms.
Sure, and we talked to the fire chief.
Yeah, I know, but I just read that in there.
They better be fresh.
But it concerns me it's built on a trailer and it can go down the road.
It's
not a home.
Well, after speaking to Scott, he clarified this because we didn't know about the building permit because it was built on a trailer, and so thinking it was classified as an RV. But after speaking to him, we did go ahead and get the building permit because he asked me, are we going to plan on moving it? And our plan is not to move it anytime soon.
Well, somebody else might have. Is it taxed as a trailer or a home?
A trailer. But now it...
Because there's other RVs been sitting there, but to my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, but nobody lived in an RV sitting there.
I can't speak to that. I don't know what the previous owners were.
I didn't expect you to, but ordinarily when you park an RV on your property, nobody lives in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting the facts clear in my mind. Thank you.
Yeah.
And just for everyone's benefit, if you didn't catch it, there is one letter that was included in the packet for a neighbor that did respond.
Is there any other letters there?
I see one.
Okay.
The other one's the application from them.
I had 3 letters. One.
I think there were some said at your desk tonight.
One is handwritten directly across those neighbors directly across the street.
Okay.
Just for my own curiosity, why didn't you apply for your permit before you spent the money?
Because, first of all, I didn't know the permitting process. But second of all, it was something that we thought maybe we would be moving it. So it was something that we didn't know, hey, are we going to keep this or are we going to move it and take it on the road? But since then, we've decided to keep it where it was to host. It's not only for Airbnb. We host our family who comes into town there, our friends who come and visit us. And they've all shared that it's well maintained. It looks nice. Doesn't decrease any. In fact, most of the letters say that it adds to the property value. And the other thing is that we do live on the property, which I don't think is as common for renters to do that.
Any other questions for the applicant or discussion amongst ourselves?
Scott, do we know of any other approved nightly rentals within this area?
I didn't find any. I've been trying to look on each application.